Turn me over to the cops.
Here's your gun, Eddie.
Huh?
Take it, Eddie.
You crazy? I could blow your...
Go ahead, Eddie. Take the gun.
Okay, sucker.
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu the Magician.
Some of our fondest memories are those of childhood days. Remember those meals that would end with your favorite dessert? It seemed that everything on the table tasted just that much better because you knew about the treat soon coming your way. Thinking back now, I wonder whether the actual eating was as enjoyable as the anticipation. You know, it's still a wonderful feeling to know that you can count on something good in the future. You may dream of owning a home of your own, or traveling, or retiring in leisure. Well, today it's possible to assure yourself of being financially able to buy your dream. Invest in United States savings bonds. Sign up for the payroll savings plan where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank. This bond a month plan has been especially set up for people who aren't able to take advantage of the payroll savings. For details, inquire at your bank. Automatic saving is sure saving. Buy U.S. savings bonds regularly where you work or where you bank. And now, tonight's story of magic and mystery.
No one can tell you exactly when it started, but all over the country you heard whispers.
There's a shortage. Buy now.
Remember last time, laying a supply.
Prices are going up. Don't be caught short.
And all over the country, people shook their heads and said, "This is awful. We've got to stop it." And then they rushed from their homes and stormed the nearest shops and stores.
Let me have 25 pounds of sugar.
Those electric irons, I'll take 6.
Washing machines.
Radios.
I'll take 6 of those blouses. And nylons. I need nylons. Give me a dozen. I don't want to run short.
But, lady, we got plenty of nylons.
Well, then I'll take 2 dozen. Do you think there'll be a shortage?
There will be now, lady. There will be now.
And you looked at the empty shelves, which were once filled with coffees and sugar, and you craned your neck to follow the upward path of the rising prices. And you felt that something was desperately wrong somewhere. It made you feel sick. But not everybody felt sick. There were some people who knew it was coming, and they were prepared for it.
Chandu, the magician.
General Merchandise Associates, good morning. No, I'm sorry, we're out of that item. No, we're not filling any more of those items, I'm sorry. Good morning. Who? Oh, I'll take it up with Mr. Straker. Goodbye. Janet, take over the phones. I'm going in to see the boss.
Good morning, Amelia.
Chief, can we fill an order for 500 tires?
I'll see. Is the price right?
Steady customer. Blair in Center City. Tires are very tight there.
Indicated on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Hello, Eddie. You're Strick. Yeah, so. Eddie, I need 500 tires. You think you can find them? Tomorrow morning. Good. Tell Blair he can expect delivery.
How's Eddie going to get the tires, Chief?
Leave it to Eddie. That boy gets around.
Hey, Eloise, I got a day off tomorrow. How about you and me, huh?
I'll go drown yourself. Every time I go out with you, I gotta walk home. You truck drivers.
You got another guy, huh? Well, when I deliver this load of tires, I'm coming back. And if you ain't...
Coffee, Ann, here's your check, and if you leave a nickel tip again, I'll jam it down your throat.
Oh, don't you love me no more, baby? And here I seen the biggest diamond ring.
Carlos! Carlos! You mean it?
Baby, you be here tomorrow night and find out.
Excuse me, Mac. You driving that trailer out front?
So?
How about a lift into New York?
Sorry, mister. We ain't allowed. I lose my job.
Look, Mac, I'm down and out. The wife is sick back home. I gotta see her. I just gotta. Give me a break. The wife is sick. She can't take the climate up here. She comes from Mexico.
Mexico?
If I don't get there by tonight, I...
From Mexico? Where?
Guadalajara. And look...
Guadalajara? I'm my hometown. How you come to Matagorda?
Well, it's a long story. Can I tell you about it on a trip, huh?
Por supuesto. Get in, amigo.
Well, sport, slow down.
Hey, you feel sick?
Slow down.
Hey, you got a gun. You want my money? I only got $7.
Step on the brakes.
Oh, don't shoot me for $7, Eddie. Here, take it.
Out.
No. Please, please, Eddie, no shoot.
Stand still, chump.
No, no. Help!
What's the matter with you, Eddie boy? 3 shots. Keep it up and there'll be a shortage of 38s.
Where? Oh, it couldn't happen 50 feet further north. Then it would be past the city limits and we'd be out of it. Oh, what's the use? Start the preliminaries. Yeah.
Lieutenant Spaulding?
Who are you and what bad news have you got?
I've been ordered here from Washington to assist you, Lieutenant. Here are my credentials.
Washington? Now what's the matter? Let me see here. Frank Chandler, United States Secret... Hey, what are you fellas after?
A truck driver. Carlos Verguenza was murdered last night.
I just got it, so...
Why?
Mr. Chandler, if I knew... Chandler, Chandler... Hey, look, you're Chandu the magician... What are you doing?
Tires are becoming a scarce item, Lieutenant. And during the past month, there's been a series of similar robberies. Nylon, benzene, zinc, copper. Critical items, raw materials.
And you think there's a connection?
Today, people are frightened. They're afraid there'll be shortages. You should see the way women storm the department store counter.
Well, it's the men's fault. We would stop hoarding if everybody used a Spaulding system. I only give my wife enough money to buy one pair of stockings at a time. Cut them down. Slice their allowance. That's what I say.
Lieutenant, there's money to be made out of this panic.
Black market.
That's right, black market. And you can't have a flourishing black market without the racket boys, and they're starting to move in. Carlos Verguenza last night, another truck driver in Kansas City last week, a warehouse robbery in Jacksonville, Florida 2 months ago. And so it goes.
And you figure the freshest lead is here in New York?
I think this outfit is set to dominate the black market picture in the United States. Probably posing as a legitimate business concern. Big, impressive front office.
But the back room...
Right. We've got to find that office. What have you got on Carlos Verguenza?
Well, let me make a call. Eni, what's come in on that truck driver last night? Huh? Born in Mexico. Lives alone.
Women?
Dames? He dates a girl at the roadside cafe, Route 9Y. Okay, Eni. Go back to the comic book.
What's her name?
Louise, Lois, Eloise, something I don't know. Shall we drive up, Chandu?
You go, Lieutenant Spaulding. I'll have to stay here.
What are you going to be doing? Looking for a canasta game?
No, I'll be looking for a job.
General Merchandise Associates.
Amelia. Tell Strike the truck is at the hideout.
It's Eddie, Chief. He's got him.
Let me talk. Eddie, I saw the morning papers. Was it clean?
Yeah, I think so.
No loose ends, Eddie, I hope. Anyone see you with him?
Nah. Wait, the coffee joint.
What about it? Were you alone?
Yeah, except for the Hashlinger. But she wouldn't remember.
Eddie, it's a loose end. A tiny loose end, I admit. But let the police get enough of them and they can twine them into a rope. Do you follow me?
All right, Strake. If you think so.
I think so, Eddie. I definitely think so.
Turn that stupid thing off and maybe you can concentrate.
Listen, I don't have to talk to you. You ain't nothing up here. You belong to the city cops. Time I closed the joint.
How long had you known Carlos?
I told you, 2 weeks.
I thought you said you was thinking of marrying him. Isn't that a short time?
But he asked me. I can't afford to be too choosy. I ain't getting any younger.
Now, Carlos was the only customer last night.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me that again and I'll...
Yell what?
Hey, wait. Just as Carlos was pouring out, I think I seen someone come in and head for the cigarette machine.
What did he look like?
I don't exactly remember.
But you saw this man.
I told you I seen him.
Did he talk to Carlos?
Yeah, and they went out together.
What did this guy look like? Now, think. I admit you don't have too much equipment for the purpose, but think.
Don't go drown yourself. I seen a flash of a guy. You know I'm supposed
close
to...
Close the place and get your coat. Oh.
What's the idea?
I know someone who can make you remember. Someone who can
listen,
really...
Listen, wise guy. You try any funny stuff and I'll slap your silly face with a frying pan.
Come on, or I'll drag you out of here.
Lieutenant!
Ah. Hey, you! Hey!
Hello?
John Doe.
Spaulding. Anything wrong?
The girl has just been killed and I got a couple of slugs. Otherwise, everything's just great.
What happened?
Through the window.
Did you see him?
Chandu, I'm...
Spaulding! Spaulding!
Waiter! Waiter!
Oh, the service in this joint stinks ever since that girl don't work here no more.
Which girl?
Oh, the dame used to deal him off the arm got bumped off the other night.
Oh, is that so?
Hey, you a truck driver?
I just got the job.
You don't talk like no truck driver.
Well, I needed the work. Can't be too choosy.
You got that trailer load of sugar outside?
That's right.
What about a lift?
Well, the company rules...
Look, mister, there ain't gonna be a bus through here for 8 hours. I got a sick wife. Every minute counts.
Well...
Oh, who's gonna know? Come on, give me a break, huh?
Okay, come on.
Oh, pal, you're racist. Maybe I'll have a chance to do something for you real soon.
Cigarette, Eddie?
No thanks, Frank, pal. I don't smoke.
You don't? You were smoking back there in the diner.
I mean, I don't smoke while I work. It, gets in your eyes and spoils your aim. Stop the truck.
What's the idea? Is it a stick-up? What are you going to do?
Out.
You can't get away with this, Eddie.
Why not? Who's the witness?
Eddie, you wouldn't shoot me in cold blood.
No? Just watch me.
In a few moments, we will bring you the second act of Chandu the Magician.
Forest fires are indeed our most shameful wastes, because 9 out of 10 are man-made. Through carelessness, each of us can be guilty of starting a forest fire. Suppose we think for a minute of the results of forest fires. Those that swept across many sections of the nation last year caused loss of life, crippled watersheds, caused water shortage in some places and floods in others, caused soil erosion and property damage. Forest fires tied up almost 1 million man-days of labor, wrecked outdoor playgrounds, destroyed wildlife. Remember, it takes but a moment's carelessness with matches, cigarettes, cigars, or a campfire to set a forest fire. Forest fires can be prevented, and you can help. There are 4 simple rules. First, crush out cigarette, cigar, and pipe ashes. Second, break matches in 2 after using. Third, drown all campfires, then stir and drown again. And last, find out the law before using fire. And now back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
Getting ready for the big killing, all the racket boys, all the shrewd operators, all the shady manipulators. And some of us unwittingly are helping them. Some of us are losing our heads in a mad, panicky rush to buy more than we need, more than we can ever use. This is the time to stop, to think. If we don't, we'll help create the biggest black market the world has ever known. And a black market can only be maintained by crime, by violence, by murder.
Chandu, the magician.
give me a break.
Sure, where do you want the bullet?
Don't kill me, Eddie. I'm just a guy like you are. I'm trying to make a buck.
Get out of the truck, Frank, and quit stalling.
Eddie, look at me.
Don't worry, I'm watching every move.
Except this one. Drop that gun, Eddie, or I'll break your arm.
It never happened to me before. It never happened. I froze. I heard of guys who just couldn't pull a trigger, but it never happened to me. What are you going to do? Take me to the cops?
Here's your gun.
Huh?
Take it, Eddie.
Are you crazy? I'm all over that buck fever now. I could...
Take it.
You're a sucker.
Look, Eddie. Get me a job, huh? I'm sick of pushing the trailer. You must be tied up with a smart outfit. Couldn't they use someone like me? You saw how I handled myself.
Frankie, pal, you got a wallop. I won't be able to shave for a week.
Eddie, I'm betting you're a right guy. That's why I took the chance and gave you your gun back. What do you say?
Hey, could we use a guy like you? Let me behind that wheel. I'll take you to the boss.
So your name is Frank Chandler. Eddie has given me a glowing account of your ability.
Do I get the job?
I do not have the final say.
I thought you were the boss. Listen, I only do business at the top level.
Oh, I am the chief for all practical purposes. However, the master planner of the organization makes the final judgment.
Does he get the job straight? Does he? The guy's terrific.
Hello? Yes, sir. Strake?
Thank you. Yes? I see. At once, sir. Very good. Eddie, when you killed the waitress, why didn't you tell me you also shot a police lieutenant?
Oh, I didn't want you to worry.
Fortunately, he is not dead. He will recover. Eddie, I must go on an errand. Get the car.
Right.
Report here in the morning, Frank. I will have an assignment for you.
You're very careless, Chandu.
I beg your pardon.
Among my other virtues, I have very nimble fingers. Here's your wallet.
Hmm. That's never happened to me before.
Even the great Chandu can learn something.
What happens now?
I report to you for orders.
To me?
I was assigned to this black market set up by Secret Service last month. I was told not to communicate with anyone until I made real progress.
And you have. You located their headquarters.
But I still haven't got the big brain. Oh, Strake is a sort of an executive manager, but there's someone over him.
Well, that's all we need.
Chandu, it's incredible. They've got people everywhere. This black market is like a disease, like a black plague. You've no idea how many people have caught the fever.
Well, make a report on progress so far.
When Straker says he has to run an errand, it means he's visiting the brain. But I can never follow him.
Well, Amelia, when you want to find somebody, don't knock yourself out looking for him. Sit home and relax and make him come to you.
He's doing very nicely, but do not tire him. Do not stay too long. The operation was a success, a great success.
Thank you, Doctor. I will only be a few moments.
Hi, Strake.
Balding, I am so sorry. I told one of my hoodlums to arrest the girl. Now, how could I know you would be there?
Well, it's one of our occupational hazards. Just think, I'm getting a department citation for bravery. Anything new?
I am hired a man this morning, exceptionally fine-looking fellow. I'd like to tell you about it.
Oh, I trust your judgment. Hey, I've got to get well. When I return to duty, why, I'll get a promotion.
Wonderful.
Yeah. The trouble with my division is that too many of the detectives are honest, capable men who can't be bought. I hope to transfer a few of them on one pretext or another, but it might be wise to make an arrest, throw someone to the wolves. This mug who shot me, how far does his information go?
Eddie, well, he could implicate me.
In that case, the wolves won't get to him until the body is cold.
I'm sorry I couldn't get here sooner, Lieutenant.
How come there was nothing about it in the papers? I get shot in the line of duty and no publicity?
And they're keeping it undercover. They have a good reason.
Meanwhile, I've been making progress.
Swell. Tell me all about it.
I got a job in the organization.
Great.
Ever hear of a fellow named Straker?
Straker? Why, he's a local businessman, has a very good reputation.
A lot of people in this racket have a good reputation.
Well, tell me how much more you...
Well, Lieutenant, I don't want to tire you with too much talk right now.
Well, you will keep me posted, won't you?
Sure. I'll see that you know everything.
Come inside, please. Eddie, I want to compliment you on a job well done.
Yeah?
That new man you brought in is quite a fella.
I know you'd like him, boy.
You what of it, Swan? Imbecile, do you know who that man is? Chandu, the magician.
No, no.
Oh, that's impossible. I mean...
Couldn't you tell when you held the gun on him he did something to you so you couldn't shoot? Couldn't you tell? Couldn't you sense in your mind?
I don't know. I just thought I had a headache or something.
We all have a headache now.
Hey, Chandu, what a chump I am. Well, next time.
Next time is here. Tonight, we will take him out on the boat. We will pretend to be meeting some smugglers.
And if Chandu wants to get back, he'll have to swim. Is that the idea?
That's precisely the idea. Come, Eddie. That's fine.
Right. What are you stopping for, Strake?
Quiet. Do not make a sound. Stand by the door and listen.
Hello. Is Frank Chandler there? Where can I reach him? It's a matter of life and death. All right, I'll call there.
Who are you calling, Amelia?
My...
Yeah, boyfriend, I bet.
Eddie!
Hang up, Amelia. We'll attend to her later, Eddie. Just make sure she will still be here when we return.
Keep away from me.
Watch, Eddie. She's got that inkstand.
Stand still, you. There. I bet that didn't hurt a bit.
The engines, Eddie. This is where they said to wait.
I see we do smuggling also.
Well, why not, Frank? Liquor may soon become a scarce item.
I see you work the black market here along European lines, Mr. Straker.
Oh, in Europe it was different. There they didn't have enough, but here you have plenty. Well, thanks to the greedy ones, we are in business. Suppose you go below and prepare some tea. We may have a long wait.
All right.
Eddie, when he comes up, hit him with your gun butt.
I've been thinking straight. This guy is tough to handle. He froze me the last time. I don't know what he does to you, but he starts to talk to you.
Some research. He is called Chandu the Magician because he spent years in Egypt and India studying ancient secrets. The power of the mind.
Yeah, what's that?
The idea is to catch him off guard, win his confidence. I've discovered a way to do it.
Yeah, what?
Just strike him hard when he comes up on deck.
He's climbing up.
Now be swift.
Well, the water's boiled, gentlemen. Tea's ready. One lump or two, Eddie?
One lump and I'll give it.
Chandu, look out! Oh, I cannot understand. He was going to strike you down. Lucky I had my revolver.
Yeah, it certainly is. What do you want to do with him?
Pick him up and throw him over the side.
While I've got my hands full doing that, you'll probably shoot me, won't you, Striker? Well, go ahead. Try it.
I will. You cannot overpower me. I will concentrate on pulling the trigger. I will concentrate.
No, you won't. Because you're curious. You want to find out how much I know. You want to find out how I was able to link up Lieutenant Spaulding.
Spaulding? You know it?
Of course I do.
Well, how?
You told me.
I? Well, what are you doing? What is that sound?
That sound is in your head. It's your mind. It's trying to remember. It's trying to remember.
Trying to remember?
Yes. Go back. Go back, Straker, to your office when we first met. The telephone rang. You answered. Remember? And when you finished talking, you turned to Eddie. What did you say?
Eddie, when you killed the waitress, why didn't you tell me you also shot a police lieutenant?
Oh, I didn't want you to worry.
Fortunately, he is not dead.
How did you know Eddie shot a police lieutenant if he didn't tell you? It wasn't in the papers.
The department was deliberately keeping it under cover for a few days.
Oh, oh, my head. My head. What happened to my head?
Well, Straker, I think we've taken care of your little gang for now. I only hope the people of this country have enough good sense not to let fellows like you make suckers out of them in the future.
Now, my head. I have such a tight feeling.
Well, cheer up. Soon that tight feeling will leave your head and go down a ways to your neck.
In just a moment, we shall bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
How many records actually and they cover items that run all the way from food to automobiles? Beware the stranger who offers you one of those deals that seems just too good to turn down. And listen to Counter Spy on your ABC station. Counter Spy is heard twice weekly, each Tuesday and Thursday. Follow the program regularly and keep abreast of the innumerable ways in which rackets are organized against law-abiding citizens and the methods that are used by the law enforcement agencies to combat the criminals. Counter Spy is a program that has won many awards for service in this field, has worked regularly with various government departments. Counter Spy is also great entertainment. It offers some of the fastest and most exciting adventure stories to be found in radio. So listen to Counter Spy on ABC tomorrow night. And now for next week's story.
Most of us are happy because there are some things we just don't bother to think about. For instance, when we go to bed tonight, what guarantee do we have that we'll be alive tomorrow morning? Bill Carroll was a happy guy like most of us, and like most of us, he had no guarantee either. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Others in the cast were Ruth York and Frank Behrens. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keen Crockett and Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Ambruster production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic. Chandu, the Magician.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.